In an interview here just a few days ago, Mason Hamilton, a petroleum analyst for the U.S. Energy Information Administration, reviewed what caused the problems this past winter.
Last year, we had a confluence of events. We had a very large corn harvest, and it was wet, and there was a lot of propane used to dry the crop. And that happened just prior to the beginning of a very cold winter. So the local inventories in the Midwest were very low, and there was an urgent need to get supplies into the Midwest as the winter continued to become very, very cold. We also had pipeline maintenance at that time that supplied the particular area of the Midwest that was most affected. And that's why we saw the large price spikes of last January.
We do have one of those factors, at least, probably repeating itself, a huge grain harvest in the making, and it's been rather wet in many areas, so demand for propane to dry that grain is likely to be high again. So what about Midwest supplies of propane this year?
Our current inventory level of 23.4 million barrels is higher than last year, but it's still 1.6 million barrels below normal.
Mason Hamilton says, yes, propane supplies are still below normal. However, that could change fairly soon.
In each of the past 6 weeks, the building of inventories has outpaced their five-year average. So that means that they're building inventories faster than normal for this time of year.
Meanwhile, as a farmer, what can you expect then to pay for propane this time around?
It's all up to the weather.
Hamilton says a colder than normal winter could boost propane demand and propane prices quite a bit. Now, right now, wholesale prices are just a little over a dollar a gallon. Last January, you know, propane hit $4.49 a gallon. So we're just going to have to wait and see. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.